Torah Way, Northwest London, first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, Reina Rav Reb Shlomo Freshwater, on Sfiras HaOimer.
The Gemara Menuchas, the Samach Hei Omed Beis. The Gemara Dashens, the Sefartem, Shetehei Sfira, Chol Echad Ve'Echad. That everyone is required to make Sfira. And there seems to be a Machlokes Rishonim. What does this exclude? So Tosfos Masechta Menuchos seems to learn that the Havamina would have been that just like there's a mitzvah, Bezdin should count the years for Yovel. So here also there's a mitzvah on Bezdin, that Bezdin should count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, 49 days after Pesach, they should make Shavuos. So then, I've demonstrated the Torah tells us, no, the Sfartim Lechem, Shetehei Sfira, Lechol Echad Ve'Echad, that it's not a mitzvah on Bezdin, but Sfira is a mitzvah on every individual that he has to count Sfira. There is another day that we know that there is a chi of Sfira on everyone, but there's a klal that we have, shkoyach, we have a klal of Shemaya Ka'ona. Shemaya Ka'ona means that if you hear somebody saying a brucha and you say amen, it's as if you would have said it. So Mameloi Bazoi, the Torah is telling us, V'sefata lechem shetehei sefira lechol echad ve'echad, that you cannot be yoytze sefira with Shemaya Ka'ayin. Today is how to learn pshat in the Gemurah. The Mechaba, in Shulchan Aruch and Siman, Tov Pei Tes, the Mechaba brings down, in mitzvah, al kol echad ve'echad, Lisboy ba'atzmoy. In the beginning, Sif Aleph, a mitzvah al kol echad ve'echad. It's a mitzvah al kol echad. Lisboy la'atzmoy. Shnebriyad d'chsev esvartim lechem. Mashma sha mitzvah chal al kol yuchad ve'yuchad. And the Mishnah Brida says, lefizeh kimtos, that you can, that although Kiddush and Abdullah is a din of Shemaya Ka'ayna, but by Sfira So'ayma, you have to say Sfira yourself. And then the Mishnah Brida goes on and says, Yesh machayim shekasvi, the other way around, like Taisus, that the din of Sefat of Shetayim, Sfira lechal echad echad, comes to say that it's not a din on Bezdin, it's a din on everyone, or Bekila Alma, everybody is Maida, that Al Shemei Ka'ayna, you can be Yaitse Sfira. Mishnah Brida brings on these two shittas of Bi'aluche, he has a big arichas, where he brings rice from the Shainim, and the Mishnah Brida finishes off, Mi, Minig, B'chol Yisroel, Shekal echad mevurach v'soifel atzma. Ve'ein soim chen al ashniach tzeba. The minig is that everyone does it on his own, and you're not soimach, you're not yoytzef on the shliach tzeba. Now, the Mishnah Bira tells us that the minig is that we tell sphere ourselves, that's very understandable, that's a shittas of the shayna. Shittas of the shayna, so we're chayshish to that shittas of the shayna, that shittay sphere lechal echad ve'echad means you can't be yoytzef with shmei kaina. But the Mishnah Brida says there's something else in the minik. He says, minik shekal echad mevurach v'soifel atzmoy. The minik is that everyone individually makes the brucha al sfira so'ayim. And that, l'chayra, is very difficult to understand. Because on the brucha, it's no different than any other brucha. On every brucha, there's a din of Shemaya Ka'ayin. I can be yoytz every brucha. Mishnah Brida adds that if you have a suffix, whether you were yoytz Sfira, whether you can, like, you missed the day, and you're saying Sfira with suffix, so there you should be yoytz with Shemaya Ka'ayin, because you can't make a brucha yourself. But where you can make a brucha, the minig is that everyone makes the brucha on its own. So we have to understand two things. First of all, why? And second of all, b'derech klal, there's a shittus in the poskim that if you can be yoytza brucha b'rav am the faket, b'rav am hadas melech, that you should be yoytza the brucha, because an inyan to be yoytza brucha. And the Mishnah Bina passes like that, like Bechassitzis and Nachsachen and Bekiddish. So, and here, the Mishnah Bina has no tzad that you should be Yoitzel, Chayvish, and Shlich Tzibah standing. He makes the Bruch of Svira, but Avam Hadas Melech. Everyone says, Amen, he's Yoitzel. And then you should say Svir on your own. Avada, we're chayshish to the shitter that everyone has to do Svir on his own. Shaitei Svir al-Chalechad ve'echad. You can't do Shemek Ayin on Svir. That meaning is understandable. It's a shitter saposkin. We're chayshish to shitter saposkin. But why should you not be able to be yoitz in the brucha? Is that zoi? Bashkofer is shayna. I found... So for Hanan Kedem, he doesn't bring this Mishnah Brira, but he just himself comes to this maskuna that maybe you can't be yaitza the bruch of Sfira, because there's a shittas haravya which the Guan brings down that the ravya holds that the bracha, the way Chazal were masakan, and this is zicha even if it's Sfira the Raisa, this is zicha only the Rabbuna the Kedem. The way they were massacred, the mitzvah of Sfira was that the Sfira should be together with the Brucha. So, when you make the Brucha of Sfira, the Nisach HaRavya, the Gun brings down, is you say like this, Brucha Hashem HaKed V'Choy Nashik Rishun Mitzvah Yisrael Tzvuni Al Sfira Suayma Shehem Chamishi Yomim. You don't have to say Shehem Haim Chamishi Yomim Laayma, but say Hashem Rishun Mitzvah Yisrael Tzvuni Al Sfira Suayma Shehem Chamishi Yomim. So the Guan learns a pshat in the Ravya, that the Ravya learns that it's like a long brucha, a bit like Kiddush, right? We have a long brucha of Kiddush. So the brucha of Svira Suayma finishes after the Svira. And we continue on. So Chazal was masakin that Svira Suayma should be as part of the brucha. Make the brucha, and to that you add the Svira. Now, Oibazai, if Svira Suayma is the Chal Echad Ve'echad, there is no Din Shemei Kain. So I was like, the Brucha, but I was like, it's a Dova Mestaba. As I said, the Hanar Kedem just brings the Ravya and says, L'chayra, he just says, L'chayra, Kim Tos, like the Ravya, you can't be Yaitz in the Brucha. So he attacked him, he said, this is the Minik. So it can't sound that the Makar of the Minik is to be Chayshish the Shittas HaRavya, that Svira and Brucha, that Svira is part of the Brucha. So mainly you can't be Yaitza. But the Mas is, it's Shver LaLucha, because we, LaMaska, we don't say Shehem Chamishi Yom HaMelayim. We say, Hashem Gershum, it's Soysa, it's Zun, Al Svira Soayma. And then we go on and we say, Hayoim, Shnei Yom HaMelayim. We add that separately. Vast says that we don't hold like the Ravya. So he wants to say, Sinish Muchach, that Be'etzem, we hold like the Ravya, that the Svira Soayma and the Bruch have to be together. But the Ravya takes it to an extreme and says, see, you don't even have to say Hayoim, you should Shehem. And we, Yilalucha, hold not like that.
What's the Pshat in the Ravya, Reinlegin in the Bracha?
What?
What's the Pshat in the Ravya, Reinlegin in the Bracha?
Yeah, because Chazal says, "Masakin, Santa, Santa, Zach." So he wants to bring. It's a shine of chabs. He says like this: the chabas shechinuch says that you should say svira, and you say hayoyim chab hayoyim yomechot, and the Ramu adds ba'ayma. The Ramu says ba'ayma, so he says the chabas didn't know that you should say ba'ayma. What was the Ramu meisiv? Hayoyim yomechot ba'ayma. About the ba'ayma. So he says, no, the Mechaba holds like the Ravya. Yeah. But he holds, you don't have to say Shehem, but it's Dovah Mavamela, Shekhshun says, and soon I'll see you, so I'm a Hayoim Yamechot. So you're Mekayim, then you don't have to say Laima. Hashenkin, he says, the Rumu doesn't hold like the Ravya. So the Brucha with the Svira are totally independent. One has nothing to do with the other. You finish your Brucha, it's a Tichas HaMitzvah. Now you have to say Hayoim Yamechot. Chetach, Eshekim is a Mechavot, a Pshat in this minig of the Mishnah Brira. There's a Mishnah Masechta Trumas, where the Mishnah, it's in Perek Aleph Mishnah Vov. The Mishnah says, Chamisha lo yitraimi. There are five people who shouldn't take Trima, but if they took it, the Trima is Chal. And these are all people, Yilayim, Orem, Bakari, who can't make a bracha. We have to understand What is the chiddush? Why is the Mishnah telling us a chiddush that trimas on trim, that the trim is chal b'de'evet? They didn't make the bracha, but we have a klal, bruchas ain't a ma'akvus. A bruch is not ma'akiv. If you did a mitzvah, you didn't make a bracha. You yaitz to the mitzvah. So why should there be a havamina that by truma, if you didn't make the brucha, why does the Mishnah need to tell us that you're yoitz to the mitzvah? It's true, that the truma is chal. He says, is do a mahalach in the masa in the Trofen is in Chivas Ksav Seifer, brings down this yisod. The birchas hamitzvah is different from birchas. From Birchas Nehanim. Birchas Nehanim is Usta Lehunus Wa'ilam Azeh B'lai Brucha. So, Mamela, you have to make a Brucha in order to be able to be Nehanim. Birchas HaMitzvah is the Pashas developed Nemtun, that that's also the same sort of thing. Before you do a Mitzvah, you have to make a Brucha. But we can't say anything. We can't say anything. That in a Torah, you make it do a mitzvah. You yaitz to the mitzvah. That's all the Torah asks you to do. The Rabbanan were mesaken that when you do a mitzvah, the mitzvah should be done with a brucha together. The brucha is part of the mitzvah. But the Rabbanan is not enough just to take lilav. The Rabbanan said, in order to be yoitz in the mitzvah of lulav properly, you have to make a brucha and mishabeach the mitzvah of lulav. The Rabbanan Shleim Hashem Kedushunim Mitzvah and gave us this mitzvah, and this is part of the mitzvah. I saw in Shleim Eiger in Shechanuch, like it was Shechanuch, he has a suffix. Somebody will stand. The mitzvah is like this: matzah, you have to eat mishetachshach. Hagam ali, your mishabus is in mitayvim. You can make mebayt yaim. You can be mekayim the mitzvahs mebayt yaim. But matzah, do adin mishetachshach. Kedem shloim eik. If you ever stand the din, if somebody will stand a minute before Laila, and he'll finish, he'll make the brucha shekedushun mitzayis and mitzvuni alachilas matzah, and then as it becomes night, he finishes the brucha. He's machaven. He works out how long it takes him to take the brucha, to say the brucha, and he goes, and he starts before that. Kreativ Shleim Eiger, is he allowed to do it or not? Now, Rabbi said, what's the suffix for Shleim Eiger? The mitzvah you have to do at night. The brucha is a chiv to make a brucha. You have to make a brucha earlier. So why can't you make the brucha mebayt yai? Aba'im of Atlanon, that the brucha is part of the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is only mibalayla, so it could be, it has a suffix of Shleim Eiger, can you say the brucha mibayt yai?
Why should he be able to?
Why he should be able to? So either you could learn two ways, you could learn, maybe it's misupik in this gufa of Shleim Eiger, whether it's a part of the mitzvah or not. Oh, it could be that that maybe only the achilas matzah, which is we learn from Korban Pesach, which davson b'layla, vachlis habusa b'layla, zeh only the achilas to be b'night. This part of the mitzvah could be by day.
And if it'll be mekayim the mitzvah without a bracha,
says yotza. Chazal were only masakin this as a din lekatchila. Of yotza, yotza. But could be by trimma. There, it's not just a mitzvah. By trimma, it's a chalois. The trimma becomes mutter. So efshe ken zayin chazal om gehalten. We would have a havamina that the heter of achilas trimma is only if you did the mitzvah properly, the mitzvah of frushas trimma properly. And otherwise, although you could conceivably be mekayim a mitzvah without a brucha b'david, but after a chalois heter, you need to do the brucha as well, the whole mitzvah. But if you learn sabichas like bichas on the hand, my havamina, cheta puray is today yisod. It brings down the Rishayim, brings down at the beginning of Masechet Chilin. It's a great end of something Eldoit Haduni, and he came along and under the zugen as he's going for the Seder Hashvutim, and he brought with him gewisse haluchas which he was megala. One of the dinim One of the things that he said was that if you didn't make a bruch on shechita, is the shechita nishkusha. And the Rosh in Masech Techilim brings it down, and the Rosh says, he brings it down, and the Noidim Biyuda, in Adira Kama, Yodayas, in Mabayis, says, Chaba Gemula Nishveya, Nishta Gemula Nishveya. The Gemula says, Zurak Sakin, somebody threw a Sakin, Vaholcha Veshachta, it's Shchitusik Sheret, he made a perfect Shchita without intending to do it, right? Somebody watches how he threw a knife and it cut the simunim as it should be. It's actually an unusual occurrence, because if you throw the knife, all kinds of things could go wrong in the shechita. But we're talking lo yitzu yitshayich shechitusak sheir. He never intended to make a shechita, so he didn't make a brucha. Shteitach often a gemura that shechitusak sheir. Says the Noi Debida that we have to understand pshat in the Elder Daduni. Why taka? Why should there be a din as the shechita is nishkusha? So he says, as a din, as a mum of the shechita, and he also has another Mishnah. The Mishnah says, cheresh eshuchat shechitus ha-ksheir. A cheresh can't make a brucha. So the Noi Debida says, because he's like a mum of the shechita. If he didn't make the shechita with the brucha as a mum of the shechita, umameila is chetus apsila als mumma. So he says, that's a pshat in the Elder Daduni. So he says, oibazoi. That's only if he's able to make a brucha, knows he's shechting, and he doesn't make a brucha, then he has a din of mumma. He said, but if he threw the knife, he had no intention of shechting, it's an ishka mumma. He says, the same thing if he's a cheresh, he can't make a brucha. He's not making a brucha as he doesn't want to, a kenisht. Is the chayla, the divinah noy debid a pela? How is this the man a mumma l'shchita? He shechted correctly. All he did, he's going to make a brucha. Is a mumma l'brucha and ishka mumma l'shchita. Abba ibu vet unam, and there you saw it, that the brucha is part of the mitzvah. So ibu azoi bicha shchita is part of shchita. And memela ibu azoi, if he didn't make the brucha on shchita, he's a halden noy debid, is a mumma l'shchita. Hagam said, "Rabbanu dekedin, but with Rabbanu not hadin member." So, my mail on the elder that doing a bank for Hilchas Eretz Yisrael that they were machma. The Ritzvul Masech Techil, the Ritzvul says that if you made a brucha kisi adam, you shechted an oif. You made a brucha kisi adam, and you're about to shecht another oif, which you haven't yet shechted. So he zukta, you can't make a bruchal kisi adam and pat adam, which you haven't yet produced. Was it a pshat? Was nisht? A das, a gemachta brucha. But if you learn that the brucha of kisi adam is part of the mitzvah of kisi adam, so kol zaman you didn't shecht, you have no mitzvah of kisi adam. If you don't have a mitzvah of kisi adam, then you have no chiv. There's no this part of the mitzvah, the chelik of the mitzvah of the brucha. Is auch nicht so. Getacht, aber so, efter kann man so ein Pshat in the minig of the Mishnah Brira. Because maybe, if you will learn, that every, now what we're saying is l'kil alma, you don't have to go with the shittas haravya. Oiv mevet unemen, that the birchas ha-mitzvah is part of the mitzvah, is aber so, birchas sfira, is part of Svira. Mit Rabbunon, the way to be Mekayim Svira is with the Brucha. So Memeila, Oibazoi, if there's a din of Shetei Svira L'chol Echad Ve'echad, Memeila, as the din of Shetei Svira L'chol Echad Ve'echad, not only you have to make the Svira with yourself, but the Bircha Svira, you also have to make yourself. It's looked of Dein Mishnah Bira. As this is the minig, that the minig is that we're machma, so we the shittas and the shayinim who hold that shittay svira l'chal echad v'echad, and not only does that include the mitzvah of svira, but it also includes the bruch of svira, because the bruch of svira is part of the mitzvah, is part of the mitzvah of svira. And it's a interesting zach.
If you forget the bruch, why don't you...
But the evidence is not ma'akev. That is the din. In all birchas ha-mitzvahs, it's not ma'akev. In the katchila, you have to make the bracha together with the svira. So, Mamela, for Zayfi, you could, but I'm going to be machayiv as this din as al machem a chabrucha, because you know scandals on sabrucha batulu, but look at chila, he should make a brucha on his own. So it's a very interesting thing. I didn't see anybody so stern of that. Chayde, you betzibet, you was halten at the world, am hadus melech is mechayev. Only one, you should look at chila, be mad if one brucha. And the mishtabira, bechlal doesn't seem to be concerned with this. Hamenik shetavurich lechal echad v'echad. Ba'im metlanis in medine sfira, can't understand. Now the mishtabira brings a very interesting thing when he talks about the mechlaikas that are shining in the din of whether you need to make sfira yourself, or you can be yaitze, shmeik, aina. See, he brings a Rashi in Menuchas. I didn't really understand clearly his Rashi, his raya from Rashi, but he learns that's the way Rashi learns, that everybody has to make it on its own. He says, however, the Minutz Chayis doesn't learn like that. The Minutz Chayis holds that you could be yaitze. What's his raya? So he brings like this. Sorry, Minutz Chayis. Children, Minutz Chayis. So the Minutz Chayis says like this. That there's a din that Sfira Soima has to be Bamida. Yes, Lushtait Eichadin in Shechan Urach. Misper, Razma, Zurich, Misper, Me'imit. See, Asmach, the Sfira Soima Bamida, Mehuchel Chemesh, Bakoma. She'en Talmud Loima Bakoma, Lelamdach, Shebekoima Ibamida. So, Sfira Soima has to be Bamida. Ibn Maitzua Shabbos. Shaim Nim Acha Tfilis Avis, Vihi Noyam, in Kedisha de Sidra, Kushen Yashva. We say Atakudish, Matzah Shabbos when we're sitting. So it looks like, I don't quite unchap the Metzias, that this was some kind of tircha that everybody should stand up. After saying Evolitzion, that they should stand up to say Svidus Aim and Ma'umat. Again, I'm not sure why there was such a tilcha, but maybe the way they had their seats stumbled, so maybe there was some problem in standing up. So the Mitzgaya says, Nahagi is the minig, Nahagi the shainim, Levurach shliach tzibah, the ummet, Bechala oinim, Bechala kuul oinim ummet bekavuna, Sheloi laatriach atzibah lachse lamet. Not to be matriach the tzibah, that they have to stand up, so you yaitse from the... So the Mishnah Berurah says like this: although he's talking about the brucha, he can't be referring only to the brucha, because if you have to stand up for svira, so you anyhow have the tirch of standing up. So if you're going to stand up anyhow, why don't you stand up for the brucha? So it says his mucha when he says you can be yaitzim with shmei kain of the brucha. He doesn't mean the brucha; he means the brucha and svira. And now he says at the minutes gayis holes, you can be yaitzim svira. Emes ichaltes aray mechachas. I don't think you can argue with this raya. Sishkarai, the dvurim beferushim, he says lahedya that you can be yaitza svira soaima from the shliach tzibba, and that's the way they used to do it. And he gir shainim in order not to have the problem of standing up matzah Shabbos after vulatzian. They did it by yeshiva, and the shliach tzibba was mitzah bamid. But that's a chmadushet achidish. Actually, maybe we're going to say
no,
the same.
No. I just said that it's interesting. They didn't stand up for kaddish diskabel.
That you hear, and it's as if you would have said it. Doesn't mean that that's not going to be a brucha. Yoitz a kiddush. Shemei kainah doesn't mean it's as if you said kiddush. Now, Shemei Kaina means that person made Kiddush. He was Yoitz to the Mitzvah Kiddush. And you were Shemei. So his Kiddush is also Nesiachas to you, that you're also Yoitz to the Mitzvah of Kiddush. Or, do you learn that the Vat of Shemei Kaina means that when you hear, it's as if you say the words. It's as if you mamish Aina, it's as if you mamish say the words. So Mushal, if a person says a brucha with a different additional things in his brucha which you don't need to do, he's making alamichya ala gefen. You only have to make the alamichya, and he's making both. So if you learn the shemei ka'ayin as you're being yoitzer, aben chitzluretz, machkidish Shabbos and Yom Tov. He says the nisach of Shabbos and the nisach of Yom Tov. And the Ben Etz Yisrael only needs a Nisach of Shabbos. He doesn't need the Nisach of Yom Tov. Can he be Yoitzah Shemei Kainah? So if you learn Shemei Kainah, I'm being Yoitzah, his mitzvah. He does it. He says it. I'm being Yaitzah. He's Mestaba that he can't be Yaitzah. He's making a different Kiddush that you don't want. But if the mitzvah of Shemei Ka'ona is that the din of Shemei Ka'ona means the words that he is saying is the siachas to me, so maybe you can pick and choose. These words I want to be Yaitzah. These words I don't want to be Yaitzah. If you're davening Shemei Esra and the Shlich Tzibah says Kaddish or Kaddisha and you're Machavan, you shmei ka'ina that the words he's saying kudosh kudosh kudosh. You want to be yaitzah. That's what you should do if you're in the middle of Shemei Esra. They're saying kedusha. You should be yaitzah the shmei ka'ina. Yes, the shala under the shine of Zohar says no. It's a hafsik. You can't do it. You're being mafsik for shmei ka'ina. The chayr it's tuli in them. If shmei ka'ina is you're being yaitzah the din kedusha. It's not mitzvah in kedusha. But yaitzah the din kedusha. But I didn't say anything. It's not a hafsik. If the vote of Shemei Ka'ina is it as if I said it, look, come and claim, maybe as if I said it is not a hafsik, or the nine, maybe it says, yeah, a hafsik, and if I'm gesucht, it's a hafsik. Lama tachten, wie hat der Militzgeier gehalten? And the Militzgeier says, that there's a din that Svir Suayim has to be Bamida. So he says, but in order to avoid Bamida, let the Chazan stand, and you be Yaitza with Shemei Ka'ina. If the vault of Shemei Ka'ina is that the words of the Sfira, when he says Hayim Shnei Yomim Laima, those words of Hayim Shnei Yomim Laima is being the siachas to you. So I bazoi, you also have to have Amida. So the din is a Sfira Suayim has to be Amida. His Amida is not going to help for you. You're saying Sfira through Shemei Ka'ina. He's just the method, the oifen that you're a Shemeya. How am I a Shemeya? Because he says it's a Mamel. It's as if I said Sfira. So if he needs Amida, I need Amida. But if you learn the word of Shemei Ka'ina means that the Sfira Suayma that he is saying is Nisiachas to me, he is Yaitza the Mitzvah Sfira. He's doing the Sfira properly. He's doing the Sfira Bamida. That Sfira Bamida is Nisiachas to me, Medin Shemei Ka'ina.
Habocha Yitzchok Katz on Yitzias Mitzrayim.
Good night, Christoph and Mary. Thank you, Tori, for this opportunity. It's a big honor for me to have both my grandfathers here today, whom without I probably wouldn't be able to give this drasha. I'll tell you why, because when I first went to Yeshiva in Gateshead, my grandfather, Dr. Ritterberg, used to ask me for vot every Shabbos meal, and my grandfather, Rabbi Katz, used to ask me over the phone. So I looked up a vot, and I used to write them down. I thought to myself, you know, why every year should I keep looking up vots? You know what, I'll write them down, and I'll recycle them, so I'll get out of looking up a vot every year. Eventually, when you get into the habit of writing things down, then I kept up, and Baruch Hashem, I've got a big file. So that file certainly helped me prepare for today. Okay. There's a tour in Or HaChaim, Siman Tov Yud Zayin, Hilchos Chodesh. The tour brings a picture of Lezer. It says the following. L'fi sh'loi rotzu noshim litein izmein levalein b'masya egel. Because the woman didn't want to give their gold to the egel, therefore l'chein nosan hen HaKadosh Baruch Hu s'horam, sh'yum sham sh'reis roshi chadoshim yisem me'ha noshim. And the s'chus of Chodesh is because of the woman that they didn't give their gold to the egel. And he adds from his Me'ochiv Rabbi Huda something else. L'fisha amoydim nesaknu k'neged ha'ovos. That what? That the chagim, the yomim tovim, that we have are k'neged ha'ovos. Pesach is k'neged Avraham, because the Pasuk says, L'shiv asi ugois, u'pesach hayo. That when the Malachim came on the third day after the Bris Milah, Avraham Avinu said to Sarah, they should go bring the bread. And that whole story took place on Pesach. So in that schus, we have the Yom Tov of Pesach. Shavuos is connected to Yitzchok. Why? Because the Tekiah Shofar of Matan Torah that we had in the time of Shavuos was with the Me'eloi Shel Yitzchok, the ram of the Akedah of Yitzchok. We used that horn they used for the Tekiah Shofar of Matan Torah. And Sukkot is connected to Yaakov. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Ulu Mekneu also Sukkot. Yaakov made sukkos for his cattle after he ran away from Esau. He made sukkos for his cattle. Now, anyone who needs to speak on any Yom Tov, this is a very good to start off with, because Mechira doesn't. It's very ununderstandable. So, possibly Shavuos is the easiest to understand. Why? Because Yitzchak, the sacrifice, the nisayon of the avodah, the schus of the akedah, In that schus, after we had certain nisim by Matan Torah, that we can understand a bit, but sukkahs, because the Torah mentions that he made huts for his cattle, that's why we have the whole Yom Tov of sukkahs. Maybe if you back about sukkahs, we can look into that. But let's start with Pesach. Pesach is connected to Avraham. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Lushi vasi ugos. Avraham wanted to make bread for the Malachim. So how is this, how in this schus? Okay, and then the Torah carries on and says that the Rosh Chodeshim of the schus, the notion which you mentioned. But how is Pesach connected to Avraham? What was special about Avraham that we were zeichet to the Yom Tov of Pesach? So the Pasuk in Michal says, the defining character of Avraham. What was the defining midah that showed who Avraham was? So the Pasuk says, Chesed la Avraham. Avraham was the Amud HaChesed. That's who Avraham, intrinsically, who was he? What was his main midah? Was Chesed. So what the Torah is trying to tell us is, with this midah of Chesed, Chesed la Avraham, with that midah, Avraham was Zeicha, we were Zeicha, in that source, we were Zeicha to Yom Tov Pesach because of Chesed la Avraham. So let's go with this and try to find the Pshat. So the Ovos, Reb Nosson, Peg Zion, says the following. It's well known that Eiv did much chesed, just like Avraham. He had four doors on either side of his house, so anyone who wanted to come in didn't have to walk around his house, he'd come on either side. And then, as we know, Eiv, he had a lot of Torah, so Rishon gave him a lot of Torah. So Eiv turned to Hashem, and Eiv said the following, I'm reading outside. He said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, did I not feed those who were hungry? Did I not give to drink those who were thirsty? Did I not give clothes to those, to the needy? Why give me all this Torah? I did loads of chesed. So Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered Eiv like this. Eiv, in a chanama, maybe you did a lot of chesed, but you don't reach the level of Avraham. That's why I'm giving this to Taurus. What was the level of Avraham? You, when you did chesed, you gave someone who's used to eating bread, you gave them bread. Someone who's used to drinking wine, you gave them wine. And whatever level they were on, whatever they were expecting, that's what you gave them. But Avraham did much more than that. Avraham didn't just wait in his house and expect Aniyim to come into him to eat. No, Avraham went outside and brought in Aniyim. It says that Avraham made different houses along the road so Aniyim could stop along the way and eat on their journey. Avraham, someone who wasn't used to eating paschitin, Avraham used to give them paschitin. Someone who wasn't used to drinking wine, Avraham used to give them wine. Avraham always gave them the darga above what they were used to. And it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Eiv, that's why you're getting these tzaros. Why Avraham was on a higher madrega, he did an extra level, a high level of chesed than what Eiv did. So now, in the Chanama, the Rebbein Shalom answers Eiv that you weren't on the level of Avraham. But Nechir, it's still a bit schwer. Why? Because the Maisa Eiv did tremendous chesed. How many of us can say we do that amount of chesed? The Maisa had Aniyim Soich Beisoi. He gave them whatever they would need. And still, Rebbein Shalom was giving all these tzaros because he wasn't on that level of Avraham. How can we understand this? So, there's a Gemara in Sukkah, Mem Tesamud Beis, which says the following. Begimul Dvorim, G'dayla Gemilis Chasodim, Minat Staka. Three ways, Gemilis Chasodim is greater than Staka. Why? And one of the things is, the Gemara says, Shat Staka Rek L'Aniyim, Staka is only for Aniyim, Gemilis Chasodim, Bein Aniyim, or Bein Ashirim. And Gemilis Chasodim, someone can do Gemilis Chasodim, whether for an Oni or for an Ashir. So, Poshut Pshat, and Pshat to explain this is Azoi. What is Tzedakah? Tzedakah is, a classic case of Tzedakah is an Oni knocks on your door and says, I need X amount of money. And you say, okay, you give a donation, I give you the money. So what are you doing? The Oni is chasa a certain amount of money or whatever it might be. And you go and you fill that void, you go and fill him up. Mash'en king, Gemilis Chasodim, so that's only for an Oni. Why? Because an Oni, Ezo Asher HaSameich B'chalkei. If an Asher is lacking something, then he's considered an Oni. So whatever I go and fill up something which the person is requiring, I go and give him that void, that is Rak La'Aniyim, because he needs something. So I'm filling up what he's missing. But what is Gemilas Chasadim? Gemilas Chasadim is when the person I'm giving to might not need anything. But mitzad myself, mitzad the Noisin, I want to give something to someone. I want to use this Midah of Chesed and say, okay, you might not need this, but I'm going to give it to you anyway. Yeah, you might not need this Chesed, I'm going to give it to you anyway. We can explain this, we can understand this very clearly with Eliezer Shliach Avraham, that when Eliezer went to find the wife for Yitzchak, so he davened Hashem that Eisoi Cheft Alav Dechel Yitzchak, they asked Hashem for the following. Rashi explains what does it mean. Shetehigo Melis Chasadim, V'kidai Hi Likonis Bebeis Hashel Avraham. That he davened that what sign should Hashem said Eliezer that he'll know that with this is she's the correct wife to take for Yitzchak. Like what? That she's a gemelus chasodim v'kidai he becomes based to shel Avram. So and then Taka, what happened? So Rivka comes along and she said and Eliezer says to Rivka, Hagmeini nom atmei mikalich. Give me a bit of water. Give me to drink from your jug. And she answered that time. And she answered gam legmalecha ashoiv. When she said that also to your camels, I will give to drink. With that, Eliezer knew why. Now, with what we explained, that what is Gemara's Chassadim, that even though they might not need it, what did Eliezer ask for? Eliezer asked for, give me a bit to drink. And what did she do? She went and she gave also to the camels. You might not need this, you didn't ask for it, but I'm still going to give it to you. Why? Because this is the middle of Gemara's Chassadim, not Tzedakah, I'm not filling the void, giving you to drink, I'm also giving your camels to drink. Why? Because that is the middle of Gemara's Chassadim, going one stage further. And the Chavetz Chaim says, when the Pasuk says, What's Avas Chesed? Avas Chesed is, I'm a person who loves Chesed. Why? I want to do Chesed, whether the person wants or not. I'm a Gomel Chesedim, whether the person needs or not. That is the middle of Chesed. So now with this we can understand, very nicely, the chilik between Avram and Eov. What did Eov do? Eov did Tzedakah. He didn't do Chesed. He did Tzedakah. Why? The Aniyim needed food, they needed clothing, they needed to drink, whatever they needed. So Eov would go and give them that which they needed. But Avram was on a much higher madrigal. On a much higher dagger of Chesed. What did Avram do? Avram did this dagger of Gemilas Chesodim. That the Aniyim, they weren't used to eating paschitin. They weren't used to drinking wine. They weren't used to whatever Avram gave them. Avram always gave them one stage further, one stage higher, with this middle of Gemilas Chesodim. So it's with this middle of Gemilas Chesodim that Kodesh Baruch Hu was saying to Eov, that with that you were makabel those Taurus and Avram was on a higher madriga. Now, actually, we can bring it all back to understand what Avram has to do with Pesach. There's a pasuk which says the following: Zocher es hayom hazeh asher yitzas mimitzrayim mi beis avodim. Remember the day when you went out of Mitzrayim. Ki b'chayzik yod hayitzi Hashem eschem mizeh. Because on this day Hashem took you out of Mitzrayim, you shouldn't eat chametz. And then the pasuk adds, then there's a whole pasuk in the Torah with the following words: Hayom atim yotzim b'chodesh aviv. You're going out in the springtime. Now, if you look in the Ramban, says that the zocher in the beginning of the pasuk before is going on many mitzvahs, going on the mitzvahs they should get rid of your chametz. It's going on mitzvahs tzitzis and tefillin, various mitzvahs that are related to yotzis Mitzrayim. The zocher is going on all these mitzvahs, and one of the mitzvahs that zocher is referring to. Is Zachar that you should remember what? That you went out in Chodesh Aviv. Now, Rashi asked the Pashat Kash that what? V'chi, like, how you heard him, Chodesh Yatu? I'm saying, this is the Torah. Tell us that, do we not know that Chodesh Aviv, when I make a cheshman of the time, do we not know it was in springtime? Elokach Amalahem. Ru'u Ches Shegmalchem. The Rebbe Shalom says to Klal Yisrael, look at the chesed which I did for you. Shehoi Tziatem. It wasn't boiling hot, wasn't raining. So the shaila is, wasn't cold, it wasn't raining. The shaila is, what does Ben Shalom saying? This is the whole passage in the Torah to tell you that what? That you went out in springtime and it was nice weather. Cholesterol were going out of Golos. They were on the 49th level of Tumah. Shem Pul Namad Merdik and Nisim. There's a whole passage in the Torah to tell you, special mitzvah, remember you went out in springtime. Yeah? What's Bereshit trying to tell us? That it was in springtime. Cholesterol would have gone out whether it was hailing and snowing and boiling hot. Everything will at the same time. As long as we're going out of Golos, what's the major stuff went out in springtime? Like, what we're saying is very beautiful. What's Bereshit saying? You know, like this. All the nisim, if you go through Agada, all the nisim that we had by Sisim Tzrayim, whether it was you had Chazaka, Leide, Malach, with all the Makkas, all the different Pshatim, how many nisim there were by Kriyas Yamsuf, all the Dayenus, every single one of the Dayenus, not. Most of them are not necessary for the etzim yitzi of Yitzis Mitzrayim. The main thing is we've got Yitzis Mitzrayim. What's all these nisim and all the meritic things that Hashem is doing for us? No, says the Torah that what? That b'schus Avram, what was the middle of Avram? Avram was gemilas chasadim, that what? You always did one stage further, one thing extra than was necessary. So, Enoch Hanama, the Bein Shalim says, I'm going to take you out of Mitzrayim. But no, b'schus Avram, says the Torah, the Bein Shalim did extra nisim. The Bein Shalim says, remember that what? That what? It was in Chodesh Aviv that I took you out. It was with this middah in the zchus of Avram of Gemilas Chasadim, a yuzeicha, to the fact that it was in the springtime, the fact that it was Kshmaki weather, the fact that you had all these nisim as well, it was in that zchus of Avram that you went one stage further. Okay, now, so that's what the Torah means when he says that Yom Tov Pesach is Keneged Avram. Now, with this, we can understand very beautifully a pasuk in Devarim Peg Zayin, pasuk Zayin. The pasuk says, "Loy me'rubchem mikol ha'amim chashak Hashem Hashem b'chem ve'yivchal b'chem." It wasn't because Klal Yisrael is the biggest of all the nations that Hashem chose you. Why? You're the smallest of all the nations. Klal Yisrael is the smallest nation. The other nations are much, much bigger than us. So why did Hashem choose us? So I once heard the pshat, that what does it mean? Klal Yisrael is the smallest of nations. But still, we stand together. Some other nations are much bigger, much more successful. But there's so much machlekas and so much hatred. Klal Yisrael, they stay together. They're small. That might be the reason, but Klal Yisrael are small and they remain together. They have achdus, they have achrayas. They do chesed with one another. And then what says the next pasuk? What does the pasuk say? Ki me'avas Hashem etchem, hoitzi Hashem eschem biot chazaka, v'yivchon beis avodim yad parim yad melech Mitzrayim. That what? Was in the schus of the fact that you're a small nation. That what? Like we said, pshat. That Klal Yisrael look after one another, do chesed one another. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Like we said, in the schus of Avram, we went out of Mitzrayim with all these nisim. Why? Because we do chesed with one another. And the truth is, this middah doesn't only start and finish with Avram. You look through Tanakh, there's many examples. One example, especially relevant to Pesach, is Moshe Rabbeinu. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? The first time, what's the first thing we find in the Torah that defines who Moshe Rabbeinu was as a person? Yes, we have the psukim, the whole story with Moshe, they put in the basket on the river, and Pasipas Pari, Miriam, and the whole story. But that's not, doesn't show us who Moshe Rabbeinu was. There's something that happened to Moshe. What's the first thing that we that happens with Moshe himself that shows us who he was as a person? So the pasuk says, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe grew up, and what happened? The first thing Torah says, Vayetze Alechov, he went out to see his brothers, Vayar Bisivloisim. He went and he saw, Kalasrah, and Rashi says, Nosan Enov Vilibo Elias Meitzar Aleim. He understood that what? If I want to be a true Madig in Klal Yisrael, if I want to be a true middle of Klal Yisrael is, I have to be nice and loyal with the rest of Klal Yisrael. I have to do chesed. I have to have an achrayas on the rest of Klal Yisrael. And it doesn't just end with Vayar B'Siblaisim. The puzzle carries on. Vayar ish mitzri, make ish ivri, me'echov. Moshe saw a mitzri hitting a yid. What did Moshe do? Vayifan kevukhoi, he looked here and there, checked no one was watching. Vayake inish, he saw that no one was watching. Vayake es ha-mitzri, vayitminu b'choi. So, we can explain this pasuk as follows, that what? Moshe Rabbeinu had two contradictory feelings inside of him. Why? On the one hand, he's brought up in Pharaoh's house. He had big akar satov to the Mitzrayim for bringing him up, for the thing. On the other hand, he was Yid, and he understood he has to have an achrayas full of Klal Yisrael. So what's he do? He comes out and he sees over here a Mitzri hitting a Yid. So what's he do? On the one hand, he doesn't want to kill a Mitzri because that's going against his akar satov to Pharaoh. On the other hand, it's his brother who's being hit. What's he supposed to do? So, says the pasuk, Vayifen kai v'koi. Moshe looked. He looked here and there. What does it mean? He looked to see, how can I satisfy my mitzri part of me, and how can I satisfy my ivri part of me? Says the pasuk, Vayake inish. And he understood that what? If you want to be a true gemelis chasadim, if you want to have true achrayas klal Yisrael, Vayake inish. He saw it's not possible to have the two loyalties inside you. Vayache samitzri, vatmina v'koi. He understood, if you want to do true gemelis chasadim, can't have any other interest mixed inside, whether it's family or business, whatever it might be. And so if you want to do true chesed to another yid, only focus has to be to do chesed to that yid. Why? Because he is my brother. Now, there's another way we can explain this pasuk, as follows. The pasuk says, Vayifen kai v'chai. Moshe looked here and there, vayak einish. And l'chir, the reason that he looked side to side to see if there's anyone there. Well, I'm going to kill the Mitzri now. I'd better look. If there's anyone watching, I don't want to get master. Right? And Rashi says later on that Dosan on Aviram told on him to parry. So, what was Moshe doing? Moshe looks to see if there's no one watching. Luchari sees there's no one watching. And then suddenly Dosan Aviram sees him. So, was there anyone there? Wasn't there anyone there? So Pshat is like this. That what? That Enochanam and the Kusa were people there. The Pasuk means, Moshe looked. He looked here and there, what did he do? He looked around to see all the people around who could see the Mitzri hitting the Yid. What were they doing? Why were they not helping? Why am I the only one who cares here? But Yarki ain't ish. And he saw there was no ish. There was no one who cared. No one there felt for this Yid. So straight away, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do? Moshe Rabbeinu understood. If there's no one else who's going to help, what do I have to do? But Yarki's the Mitzri. And he went and did what he did. So it's not only with Avraham Avinu. It was finds by Moshe Rabbeinu that he did chesed. It didn't matter any other interests he might have had. Moshe Rabbeinu as well had this middah of achrayas, of chesed, which he did with his brothers. And the truth is, this middah goes much further. We don't have time for that now. Makas Bechorus, why was it Dafka the Bechorus who got killed? Makas Bechorus was the, because they were the, they showed, everyone looks up to the Bechorus, they showed direction. So if you act without a without a chreizel, those who were killed, okay, not for now. So let's take this one stage further. It's well known that Yitzias Mitzrayim is not a means within itself. The reason for Yitzias Mitzrayim is to go to Matan Torah. Now, I'd like to show you two petuch that brings out very clearly. The Netziv says as follows. The Netziv says, all the Sforim of the Torah have different names other than Bereishis Shemois Vayikra. Bereishis is called Sefer Yitzira. Sefer Shemois is called Sefer Sheni. Vayikra, Torah's Kaini, Bamidbar is the Golem, I think. Devarim is Mishnah Torah. So, us and Netziv has a very posh Tekasha. Why is Sefer Shemois singled out without its own name? Sefer Shemois is called Sefer Sheni. Us and Netziv call all this forum then Sefer Rishon, Sefer Sheni, Sefer Shleshi. Why are you singling out Sefer Shemois, Sefer Sheni? Why doesn't Sefer Shemois have its own name? Answers in the Tziv beautifully like this, that what? That Sefer Bereishis is called what? It's called Sefer Tzira, the creation of the world. Sefer Shemois is Sefer Sheni of the Sefer Tzira, of Sefer Bereishis, that what? That don't think the creation of the world is just create the world, now there's a world, next. No. Creation of the world is, there's two chalakim, the creation of the world physically, and then we have the spiritual. Sefer Shemois is all about Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kabbalah, Esoteric, Bias Ha'aretz, everything that the world was created for, the purpose of the world. That's why Sefer Sheni of the Sefer Yitzira, Kabbalah, Esoteric, and coming to Eretz Yisrael, that was the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim, that was the purpose of the creation of the world, that is a chaluk of the Sefer Yitzira. Similarly, says Ramosh Shara, that what? We have four kaisers, Arba kaisers on Leil Seder. Now, between the third and fourth kais, the last two kaisers, the Gemara says, you shouldn't drink any wine. And it says, Rashi, why? Because you might become drunk and you won't be able to sing Hallel. So he explains, Apidrosh, very beautifully, that what? That the third and fourth kais are connected the following Lashonis Gula, V'ka'alti V'lokachti. I'll take you out of Mitzrayim, V'lokachti, and I'll bring you to Matan Torah and Eretz Yisrael. So he says that what? That if you're going to drink, between which means you're going to make a hefsek, what between going out of Mitzrayim and coming to Kabbalah Sotera, you might become drunk in your own ideals. You might think that what? That the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was a means within itself. Okay, so we can drink now and you might become drunk in your own ideology that what? That now I'm out of Mitzrayim. Okay, I'm out of Mitzrayim. That's it. No. Says the Gemara, no. You can't drink between Vogalti and Velokachti. You have to go straight from the third coast to the fourth coast to understand that what? Vogalti straight away, Velokachti. Now what? I'm coming to the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim was to come to Matan Torah. Now, with this idea, let's take this one stage further, that what? That Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael go out of Mitzrayim. Now, the coming, the tachlis of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to come to Kabbalah Sotera. So, they're coming to Kabbalah Sotera, and they look behind them, and they see, V'hinei Mitzrayim Nesei Achareim. It says Rashi, what does it mean, Nesei Achareim, that Mitzrayim are running after them? Belev Echad K'ish Echad. Now, there was a major achdus suddenly of the Mitzrayim, and they went running after Klal Yisrael to go and hurt Klal Yisrael. So Rashi asked the Kasha, so don't think that this big achdus suddenly of the Mitzrayim, Belev Echad K'ish Echad, was a Moed Gezach in the eyes of the Bein Shalim. Why? Because the Pasuk says, Vayud from Mitzrayim, Vayavoyu Achareim, Kol Sus Parei, every horse, singular, Lashon Yochid, Parei. Yeah? So Rashi asked, what do you mean? What do you mean? Why is it Lashon Yochid? Sus. There were many, many chariots, many horses, many riders. Why does the Torah refer to them as sus? Answers Rashi, why? Because Magid she'ein kulam chashuvim lifnei amakim elo kesus echad. The whole actus, the whole belief echad keish echad, the whole actus of the Mitzrayim to go and hit Klal Yisrael was only chashuv in the Rebbe Shalom's eyes, like one horse, like one sus. Right? So Klal Yisrael now going out of Mitzrayim. And they come to Kabbalah Sotera. Now, Klal Yisrael, with this middle, like we explained at the beginning, of Chesed Lavrom, which we were Zeicher, always doing one stage further, always doing one more thing in Gemilas Chesedim for someone else. With that, we were Zeicher to all the Nisim of Yitzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael, actually, they understood that what? That was in this course, they were Taka Zeicher to Yitzias Mitzrayim. Now, what? We're going out of Mitzrayim, I mean, and the text of Yitzias Mitzrayim is to go to Matan Torah. So, actually, the avoid of the Sphira is now between Mitzrayim and Kabbalah Sotera is to work on this middah of Chesed Avram to work on themselves to do this level of Gemilas Chasadim like Avram. And Taka, the Torah says by Kabbalah Sotera that what? Says Vayichan Sham Yisrael Negedah, Klal Yisrael came to Kabbalah Sotera, to Sinai, and Rashi over there says, "Belev echad k'ish echad." With what midah were they zeichad to Kabbalah Sater? It was with "Belev echad k'ish echad." Unlike the Mitzrim, who all together, but it was only sus echad. No, the Klal Yisrael answered, they worked on themselves in this midah, which with which they were zeichad to Yitzis Mitzrayim, and how then were they zeichad to Kabbalah Sater? "Belev echad k'ish echad," because they had a sense of achrayas to one another, like we say every Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. Gadol Hashem iti unarema mo shemoi. How is the Bereshit's name great? Yachdom. It's only when we stand together, when we understand, when we do chesed with one another, that we that the Bereshit's name is great. So efshar with that, if we work on ourselves to come to Shavuos in this middle, k'mes chasodim will be zeichat haka to the Gadol Hashem. Amen. Amen.